Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One and Other. The date today is the 18th of August 2009 and the time is 4:10 a.m. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
Hi there, my name is Jennifer Ann Nelson. I'm from Lanarkshire in Scotland and my date of birth is the 30th of March 1985.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. What was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
I was motivated by watching the interview on This Morning with Anthony and watching some of the plinthers that had taken part already. I thought it was a great project and I thought it'd be amazing to be a part of that, and was really intrigued, went online and thought, why not give it a bash, and it's going to be hopefully a good confidence booster for me.
Yeah. Is that something that you feel is necessary?
Yes. Basically, I've been studying for 7 years and I'm coming towards the end of my art degree, and my first few years into my degree, I didn't feel very confident about my worth as an artist, and it's probably through losing my father 5 years ago that my confidence deteriorated, but over third year, I don't know, something's just grown in me again, and this is going to be a really nice confidence booster for going back into fourth year. So that's what I'm taking it as. It's been a great experience.
Fantastic. How are you, how do you think, what's happened, what's changed that's made in the past year or so that your confidence has grown more?
Being more aware of more artists and basically having experiences like this, talking to other people, knowing that everyone's got their own worth, and this project is perfect for that, as obviously it's illustrating so many diverse forms and walks of life, and I think that's really important, and to know that every individual has their own voice. And this project is just highlighting that, and I think that's fantastic. Mm. So I'm really excited.
Fantastic. And so what are you going to do on the plinth today?
On the plinth, I had a few brainstorming sessions leading up to coming up today for the plinth. And basically I thought, I was worried about my hour, you know, I would have pausing, and because I'm not very confident, I was worried about freezing when I was up there. So I've worked out an hour's drawing project to keep me busy and occupied for the full hour. I really, within my own artwork, I like to use either by means of apparatus such as a compass, or, you know, basically apparatus that helps in the rural landscape, basically. Within that hour, I'm going to every 10 minutes have an alarm set so that I turn 60 degrees clockwise. Therefore, hopefully by the end of my hour, I'll have 6 drawings completed. So the 10 minutes will allow me to, respond to what's going on around me and what I'm absorbing and how I'm feeling, and, you know, using the use of materials and paper to apply my thoughts in that manner. Having the full chance to have 10 minutes viewing, you know, a further 60 degrees and the full turn of 360 degrees view of Trafalgar Square. And obviously between 5 and 6 a.m. at the moment, I've been noticing there's a beautiful transition in light, going from dark to the light coming up, and hopefully that'll allow an impact in my work as well. Mm-hmm. So that's what I plan to do.
Mm. That sounds really lovely. Drawing your main medium?
I would probably say, and obviously what I produce at the end of the hour is irrelevant, it's more about the experience, that's the importance to me. And I'll be able to take them away as a memento of my hour. It allows me to, especially 10 minutes, that's allowed to jot down a very quick response, so I'm not being too tentative about the marks I'm making on paper. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the amazing thing about using the use of drawing, is to describe a moment or, you know, an instance in time, and it's perfect. I think that's why I would like to carry it through in my hour. Mm-hmm. I use it a lot within my work.
How are you enjoying your studies at the moment and your work at art college?
I'm loving it. I'm really loving it, and I'm, although the end is near, like within my 4 years at art college, I actually feel like I'm just starting to scrape the surface within regards to my life ahead and how I use my degree. I'm really excited. I'm getting into a lot of meeting loads of different people. New opportunities are coming up. Exposing myself to experiences like this, making me more aware of the different elements that are involved with that world. I think it's so diverse, and I'm really excited, and I'm got a really positive frame of mind about going into fourth year, and hopefully long may it continue.
Absolutely. What opportunities have you got coming up?
For my research for my dissertation, I was working, I took part in a project with Tim Knowles. It was an audience participation. Anyone was welcome to do that. It was called Wind Walk, and that was through the Plymouth Arts Centre. Through talking to Tim, he explained about this year's theme at the Anti Festival in Finland is walking, which is perfect, as this is a theme I'm exploring, the act of walking in the rural and urban landscape. And there's about 40 artists from all over the world that are going to be creating work during the festival or displaying work they've created for that theme. So I'm saving the pennies to go out to Finland in September to enhance my research and hopefully to meet some more people and, you know, open my eyes a bit more to how artists use different themes and participate and attend seminars discussing the themes. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to going out.
Fantastic. What about your other sort of aspects of your life at the moment outside of work? I imagine at university, at college, that takes up a lot of your time.
Yeah.
But how else do you like to spend your time?
I bought my house with my fiancé a year ago. We've been together for 5 years. He has a full-time job, allowing me to have the house with him. Student with a mortgage, pretty scary. Very good learning curve. It's given me a lot more independence, but preparing me for obviously leaving college, that's under my belt already. Barry supports me a lot with my course. I was studying for a year. When I lost my father, I took a year out, and it was actually Barry, between Barry, my fiance, and my family, encouraging me to get back into studying. I like to spend time with him and family. I'm very family orientated. I work in a women's gym called Curves, which is my part-time job, and I love it. You meet some interesting people, but you're supporting people at the same time through different things. Even though it's a gym, it's not like a conventional gym. It's only 30 minutes the ladies are in there for, but you actually find the majority of women that come, it's just an escape. It's their time away from their everyday life, and I find that as well. That Saturday morning shift is my time out from college, from everything else. Mm-hmm. So between spending time with family, friends, and I work part-time.
Yeah. Lovely. Is it important to you to have that time out?
Yeah, I think it's healthy. I find art college is mentally and physically challenging and demanding, but I seem to work well under that pressure of, you know, balancing everything. You've got your written work, your practical work, your research, and obviously it's coming up in 4 years now. I've gotten myself into a routine of being able to juggle those elements. Sometimes they overlap, but that's just normal. So yeah, that time out's really crucial for me. It lets me have a breather, and then obviously reflect on my thoughts and feelings about personal life and my commitments at college as well.
Mm. Your fiancé, Barry, when are you going to get married?
Well, obviously, I'm 24 just now. Barry is 28 in October. We have our house together now, and that's a huge commitment itself. And we're thinking 2012, but we can't really put a date on it just now because obviously my college commitment, we both agree that my college commitments come first. And we'll let things evolve and see what happens, what my next steps are after college. And we're just enjoying the fact that we can be together, and he's enjoying the experience of sharing. He calls himself the pack horse when he comes with me to help me with my work and things, but it's not like that. He's actually absorbing a lot with me at the same time. So yeah, in the near future, but we're quite happy just going with the flow at the moment,
yeah.
Which is great. Yeah. So something to look forward to.
Yeah. How is it being so young and being engaged and having a mortgage?
Yeah, I think with regards to my family, I think I had to grow up quick. My father was medically retired when I was 5 years old, so obviously his position in the family household as the main earner obviously was taken away from him through medical retirement. Therefore, my mum was the household earner, so his pride, that having that difficulty and the pressure. So my brother and me, Chris, my older brother, we ended up having to support my dad from an early age and not realising it. And I think, you know, it gets to the point, I think everyone knows having their own space is important. I just live 10 minutes from my mum, and that's really important. I need that, you know, I need to be near my mum.
Mm-hmm.
Barry and I have been together for 5 years, but we've come through individually together. He helped me through the loss of my dad and the grief of that, and his own father was very ill last year as well. So I think we've come through a lot and we're best friends. A lot of my friends think it's quite scary, but I don't. I think it's just, I'm really happy, and it's actually given me more space to do what I love, and that's being at art college. And he's very encouraging in that, and although Barry's 4 years older than me, he knows that this point in my life is crucial, and he supports me in anything I want to do, and that's important. So I know, I suppose if I sit back and think, it can be scary, but I'm glad we did it when we did.
Yeah.
So.
And do you have any religious beliefs or political beliefs, those sorts of things?
In regards to religious beliefs, my mum and dad both have strong connections to the Iona community. Which is, it's got the Abbey in Iona. It's just off of Mull in Scotland, and it's an ecumenical, almost like a retreat, and it's a community, friends and family. It's a support. You know, you go up to the island, leaving everything behind you. It's like having the whole piece of the island is really important, and it's about supporting each other and accepting that people do make mistakes in their life, and allowing to help them through difficult stages. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what religion you are, it's a very accepting place. So I would say Iona means a lot to me as well, and it influences a lot of my work. In terms of my faith, I don't attend church, but I don't think, I believe you don't need to. I think it's the strength of what's inside and how you lead your life, and, you know, in my own way. My mum and dad were very private about their faith. It was never something that was, you know, kind of placed upon my brother and I in a direct way. They wanted us to evolve into what interested us, and that's really important, and I admire that. So yeah, that in regards to religion, I would say I think I don't know, just I take every day as it comes, and but I'm always fully aware. It's quite hard to describe. It's trying to do treating others with respect, and knowing that people make mistakes and everyone does, and how to move on. It's hard to explain, but that's probably how I feel.
Yeah.
Political views. I wouldn't say I would categorise myself in any particular way. Like everyone, things can upset me, and you know, I have this strong passion for, you know, giving people a chance. And I don't know, I wouldn't say I couldn't pinpoint with both of those terms. Mm. I don't have any strong particular views.
How about would you like to say a little bit more about your artwork and what inspires you, and if there's a particular direction you can see yourself heading in with your work?
Mm-hmm. I enjoy my time in the studio, but I prefer to go out, especially into the rural landscape, walking, and allowing my surroundings to stimulate me and my thought process. Not worrying about what an end piece of work at college would be. It's merely, I see it as a process. I like to write down my thoughts and feelings in note format, and the use of drawing, photography, film. I'm really interested in the act of walking and the communication between, you know, myself and other people I'm meeting. What stimulates them in their thinking. I'm really interested in the idea of retreat, and how it's important and it's healthy to reflect, but by what means do everyone's different, you know. I like to go for walks and, you know, be myself, whereas other people reflect in different ways, and that really interests me. I'm really interested in the use of art as a therapy, as a communication, as an aid. You know, by communicating, it doesn't need to be obviously by the use of a conversation. When I went to Japan with the college last year, we'd built up over the year a communication through the use of drawing and image. Obviously, because of the communication barrier between their language and ours. Eventually, when we went out to work with them for 2 weeks in Kyoto, this build up of communication had already happened over the year, and the transition between, you know, drawing, you know, using objects and not words was really, really interesting. That's probably, that experience has made me think a lot more about communicating, and that's where I'm at the moment in terms of work, and the aid is really important. How art's my escape, and I lose myself in it, but how could that help other people as well? And that's what I'm really interested in.
Okay. How about your what's important to you now going forwards with your life?
I'm really excited about fourth year, and obviously, you know, applying myself, and I'm really excited because I don't have a specific, you know, idea of what I definitely want to do when I leave, but that's okay. And I think this sounds really cheesy, but I think everything happens for a reason, and you fall into different things, and at the moment I seem to be doing that a lot, but that's through communicating more with people, attending more events, and that's opening my eyes to, you know, a lot of different opportunities, and that's really healthy, and I want, along may that continue. I'm just happy for things to keep going and enjoy fourth year. And everyone keeps, friends that are artists that have come through art college keep telling me, it's, you're only scratching the surface, Jen. Once you leave, the whole new world opens up, you know. I would like to remain, I would like to do some voluntary work in regards to charity work and things like that, and work with adults and children. And I still feel as though I've got a lot more to experience, and I think that'll, my path will evolve through that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just staying positive and looking forward to it. It's exciting.
Do you think your work is it quite autobiographical?
Yeah, I would probably say so. I deal a lot, or my work helps me deal with my life in the past, especially my dad. There's a lot, my work's evoked a lot through thinking about my dad, my relationship with my dad, him as a parent and as a friend, and obviously others around me. I'm emotionally driven in my work, and I think it's quite healthy as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think you could look back at my work and see almost like a journey in itself. I think a lot of artists can touch that themselves. It's obviously very personal, but it's allowing our thoughts and feelings to come out in different ways through the use of sculpture, photography, drawing, you know, anything. And I think that's really exciting. So yeah, I do.
Do you refer to him directly in your work ever?
Not specifically, as it's really personal. I think members of my family and people who know me well could maybe pinpoint certain things or themes or, you know, subject matter, and maybe could link to my dad, but it's that personal that I don't mind talking about my dad and things like that, and but I don't want fair outrightly to it. You know, I think it's an underlying thing, and sometimes I think it comes out with me not even being aware, and it's when I look back I can see, you know, about maybe how I was feeling at a time, or that's linked to my dad, or not just my dad, my whole family, friends, people who I meet. I absorb a lot, and I really love talking to people. So no, there's not a specific reference in my work to my dad, but it's all underlying. That's how I describe it.
Yeah. Okay. Would you like to say anything about, do you know anything about your family history? What kind of, where you come from as a family?
Basically, you know, my mum and dad have both worked away in the background in their lives, not looking for any means of, only satisfaction, job satisfaction, but no reward. And I admire that greatly. My dad worked in social work. He was a childcare consultant. He was really passionate about his job. He always put the children and the families first and foremost, and would always try and, you know, help resolve and aid a family, you know, before, like, taking on big decisions whether these children should be removed from a family or not. The importance was to work with families. That's how I met my mum. My mum, at the age of 16, was a matron of a children's home. And to this day, a lot of the children she brought up through care till they were adopted or fostered are still like family. My mum and dad have always had an open house policy, open door policy. And they are like family. So, one in particular is like a big sister who's going to be my maid of honour. And the care that they've shown all these all these different people. It's not just for a job, it's for always, and that's the way they live their lives. It's the care that they give to people. It's not just a 9-to-5 thing and then they switch off. It's a constant. So that's a bit about my mum and dad's background. That's how they met. My mum works in a high school at the moment, integrating children with autism or various disabilities into mainstream school, helping them with their practical classes and their support. And she absolutely loves her job. She gets a lot of job satisfaction. My elder brother Chris is an archaeologist. Very academic boy. I love my brother to bits. I think if he could, he'd be in a university 24/7 in the books. He's working for the Royal Commission in Edinburgh at the moment. Really interesting job. He did his joint honours in history and archaeology at Glasgow University. Then he went on to do his master's degree in aerial photography. And it's quite nice, we're getting to the point now where the two of us might collaborate. He's got a love and passion for Orkney and I've always wanted to go. And we're thinking about, Chris will take some of his equipment, his GPS equipment, and I'll take my materials. And that's exciting me, because doing that with my brother, that transition and crossover, is exciting. So that's something for the future. So that's a bit about my family.
That sounds like a really exciting collaboration that could happen.
Yeah. And I mean, my brother and I, we have similarities, but my brother's extremely shy, and I'm actually very protective. Although he's older, I seem to be, he's protective of me, but I seem to be the one that, I don't know, is helping hand. I'm very protective of my brother, and he's just, he loves his job, he's worked hard, but I think I've got a funny feeling he'll be going into studies again to do something else. He's getting itchy feet again. He wants to do something else. But no, I think it'd be quite nice to do that with my brother, which will be good.
Fantastic. Is there anything else that you would like to say about being here today and about how you're feeling before going up?
I would like to thank Anthony and yourself and the team and for this project being developed to give me the opportunity to be involved in it. I'm very nervous, but excited as well. I'm really looking forward to it. And it'll be nice to look back, and obviously after I'll look and see what I was like as well. But no, I'm just very grateful for having the opportunity to do this and be a part of it. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.